NASDAQ struggling. It's down about 7 points. It lost 23 yesterday. And the S&P 500 right now off just about half a point. International oil prices yesterday picked up 16 pennies a barrel. More from townhall.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buffet includes omelet station, prime rib, pork loin, fresh chilled crab, steamed clams, honey lime shrimp, and an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults $28 with River Club card. Children $11. Kids under 5 each free. All ladies will be entered into a drawing for a Wind River Retreat Spa package. Reservation suggested. Call 1-800-280-UIN. For a complete menu, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning, and this is Thursday. It is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio, May 4th. Are you ready for that? Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. It is Thursday, and this is Trish Clark. Carl is on the, I think, safe to say, the elusive hunt for the hog, the pig, the...
Well, turkeys, pigs, are we seeing a pattern here of like not bringing home the
bacon, so to speak?
I'm
a little play on words there.
I'm going to pay for that.
However, so it is Trish, and we've got some great guests lined up as coming onto the show as we go through the day. It's 63 degrees. We're looking for a high of 91, a low of 57. On Friday, it's going to cool off a little bit, thank God, 76 and a low of 52. On Saturday, a 70 and a low of 52. Through the weekend and sunny through the weekend in the 70s. And then by about Tuesday, looking for a slight chance of showers. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give seniors and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
A couple of community notes, if I may interject very, very quickly, of course. You would like these folks. Safari Club International is holding their big banquet on May the 13th, Wind River Event Center. That will have dinner, auctions, and drawings. And they are negotiating for a number of hunts. Carl, I think, is going to be heavily involved in that, and he's out hunting today. So,
yeah, there you go.
Out on his own safari. Also, coming up this weekend, Haven Humane Society has our 2017 Pet Fest. That will be in the West Mutster Family Dog Show that is taking place at the Haven Humane Grounds down there on South 273. They'll have a canine demonstration, strike force, fly ball, splash dogs, which are always fun to watch. You see them at the sports show every year doing their thing. Also, kids own a doggy cakewalk and food from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue.
Perfect. Yeah. And also want to remind you that this is the first Sunday of the month coming up, which means that down at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, we have the community breakfast. You've got a choice of great breakfast items served by the friendliest people in town. Bring your family and friends and neighbors and come down and join us for breakfast. We won't be having the indoor sale this month, but you can look forward for that again in June. But so this Sunday, 8 to 11, down at the Frontier Senior Center.
And one more thing before we forget, this weekend, walk a mile in her shoes. It's a busy weekend. Come on,
this, you know what? I say again, if you can't find something to do in Shasta County on the weekend, you just aren't looking. Because there's always so many things going on. We got another thing that we're going to be talking about at 7:30 down in Anderson, a big barbecue fundraiser for the Anderson Police Department canine program.
All right. Of course, One Safe Place, Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, this year changes venues. It will be held at the Red Lion Hotel, not the downtown promenade, has been the case in the last several years. So if you want to go watch the gentlemen in their heels and pumps, yeah, you need to go up to Hilltop Drive this weekend.
Very good. So, geez, Bob, we haven't had a chance to chat since the great budget-making process back in Washington, D.C. Are you kidding me? You know, it was give us the House, give us the Senate, give us the presidency, and they still haven't figured out, I speak of the Republican Party, that they're actually in control of something back there. They're still making deals with the Democrats. They folded like an Arab's tent.
Rolled over like a bunch of trade seals.
It's just simply amazing to me. I've said from the beginning that the thing that President Trump has to fear the most is his Republican rhinos, the people in there that really like the way it's going on. They're part of the swamp. They love what's happening there. I don't even think they so much like being in charge, because now they have nobody else to blame. Except this 60 vote thing in the Senate, which, give me a break, people. This is not how we do budgets. We don't do continuing resolutions. I think they may have forgotten that back in Washington, D.C., but the way it really works is that you have the Republicans, all spending bills must originate in the House. They come up with a proposed budget that goes to the Senate. They do their bit of changing that. Then the two committees get together. They get into a conference. They arrive at something they can both agree to, and they send it to the president. They both vote on it. You know what? They don't need 60 votes to do that. The Republicans, those rules are made individually by those two sets of houses. They can change them anytime they want to. And the Republicans are in control.
So your position is that even if a junior congressman is completely outnumbered and will get relegated to the Committee on Trash Collection, that's fine as long as they vote the way you want.
Absolutely. Okay. Gosh darn, that's the way they were sent there to do a job.
Okay.
It is by majority. That's how we do this. You don't have to have a supermajority. That's not what the Constitution required. It requires a supermajority for certain things, to go to war, to override a veto, to end a filibuster, calling a constitutional convention, ratifying an amendment. I mean, there are certain things.
Right. But you will support a congressperson who absolutely every time they vote, they are in the minority as long as they are voting your conscience.
No, what they said they were going to do when they went back there.
All right.
And I mean, I used to support President Bush, who was a moderate at best. And people would say, well, look what he's doing. And I would say to them, you didn't listen to him when he was running. He said that's what he was going to do. I didn't like everything about it, but he was the best of two choices. You know, Ted Cruz is a perfect example. He has been beat around the head and shoulders for not being able to get along, for his eggs and green ham and the whole deal. But the man has stood to what he said he was going to run and what he believes in. Mm-hmm. And he has done it, absolutely. We keep electing people who tell us they're going to do one thing, and as soon as they get back there, they ignore everything they've told us and do what the party line is. I'm tired of the party line.
Okay, there you go.
I
was playing devil's advocate for you to play off of.
Because, I mean, come on, what else? If you elect them based on what they say and then they don't do it, we, the people, need to then throw them out and get somebody who will do what they say they're going to do.
Well, there's the old line about throw all the rascals out so you can have new rascals.
Well, gosh, you know,
unfortunately, it takes money to get in.
You know, if you just look around and watch a few things, I have a hard time watching a lot of stuff that comes on the air, prime time, the whole thing. How in the world? How did we get where we are in this United States? I think it's because we've been asleep at the wheel. We haven't been paying attention to the fact that we've entirely and completely, just my opinion, lost our moral compass. Our Constitution, everything that our country has worked under, works because people do the right thing. Our natural inclination is to do the right thing. So the laws control those few lawbreakers. We now have a society that there is no right and wrong. If you don't get caught, it's okay. If you have it and I want it, I'm entitled to it. And so we don't have any right, and you can't make enough laws to control everybody. You just can't do it.
Well, I did like the idea of for every regulation you pass, you got to toss two.
That works.
It'll be nice if that comes to pass.
It would. And, you know, and I think, my personal opinion, that the president is doing a good job. I think he's a whole lot more clever than people give him credit for. I would say that he needs to start knocking some heads together and get that Republican Party to support him. And we, the people that voted Trump in, are going to have to hold their feet to the fire to do that.
And
with that, we're going to take a little break.
Speaking of doing a good job, how about your good friend and almost named the same, Sharon Clark, minus the E,
right?
With Home Helpers, the in-home health care services. More than just an agency, they're an extended family when family can't be there. Locally owned, trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care, customized home care solutions for your unique situation. For an affordable solution that keeps your loved one where they are, their happiest, at home. 716 KCNR 1460's Free Fire Radio.
Thursday night in Overtime Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino from 6:30 to 8:30. Hi, this is Linda Bott, and Lady Bott and the Bluebirds will be swinging the night away with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and special guest Lou White on sax and flute. Call 243-3377 for reservations today. That's Thursday, May 4th, Lady Bott and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge. See you there.
The people of Shasta Lake love where you live. This Friday and Saturday, come celebrate at the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival. Friday, enjoy the Big Ideas Science Fair and fun run at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center. Saturday's pancake breakfast is 6:30 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the Boomtown Parade. Then party in the park with For Pete's Sake Show and Shine. Live music, kids activities, crafted vintage fair, all in Claringle Park. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDanbury.org. Celebrate love where you live at the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival this Friday and Saturday.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hey, high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors. It's been a long year and graduation is just around the corner. After all that hard work, a nice summer break is well deserved. But wait, did you know that by taking a few classes at Shasta College this summer, you can get a jump start on your college education? Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
All right.
KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio 720 on a Thursday morning. You've heard about B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Here's why. Summer, in case you missed the news, the temperature the last couple of days, summer is in fact on its way. At B&T Satellite, they're making TV easy. Easy for your boat, your RV, or even your treehouse. They're not a corporate call center. They actually listen. Call 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio, B&T Satellite.
And welcome back. This is Thursday morning. It is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. You may jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call if you have a question at 605-4567. We are joined now in the studio with Bethany, who is the box office manager for the Cascade Theater. Welcome, Bethany.
Thank you.
What's going on exciting there at Cascade now? You know, I have to tell you, I'm still raving about Tarzan.
Wasn't Tarzan fantastic?
Oh, my gosh.
We
it was incredible.
Loved it.
Yeah.
It was a very fun performance.
So what do we got going now?
Well, currently we are working on our membership drive, getting those memberships for our new season.
I just sent mine in.
Perfect. The new season will be released June 1st. And so if you buy your memberships now, you'll be able to buy tickets before anyone else and get perks such as a refund to a gift certificate if you can't make a show. VIP parking if you go up to the $1,000 member, and much more benefits beyond that. So we're pushing for those memberships now.
It's really cool because as the shows come out, and we get some tremendous acts that come through here, but you get an email and say, okay, you can go in now and you can purchase tickets, and then all of the seats are available at different levels, and you can go in and be sure that you get to sit exactly where you want to and see everything that you can at the
Oh, definitely. It's
and well, we're and it's such a good, I mean, thing to support.
It is. It is. I've been at the theater a year now, and I couldn't imagine working at a better place. It is a great place to be and to support.
So give us a clue as to some of the stuff that's coming up.
You know, I haven't really been released much information yet, so
are you guys going to keep us in suspense?
We're keeping you in suspense, but I mean, of course, as always, we'll have our Cascade Christmas. And we'll have another spring show. This year it's going to be Oliver. So those we know for sure will be coming back.
And right now, what's on the horizon?
Rock of Ages. We have a live performance this summer. It's one of the first times doing a live performance during the summer. And we're really excited about it. It's going to be a rockin' show.
And is that local talent?
Local talent. They audition and, you know, get a part. And they've been rehearsing ever since the day after Tarzan closed, so they've been working hard.
Did I see something just recently about walk-on tryouts, background?
They're going to be shooting for a commercial on this Saturday, May 6th at 7 o'clock at the theater, and they're needing some extra bodies to be in the commercial, so Feel free to come on by.
And if you get to do that, then something about free tickets or something.
You can be entered in to win free tickets to the show. So they're going to do a drawing from everyone who shows up.
Oh, fun.
You could win some free tickets for this amazing show.
Very good. And so when is this show?
This show is going to be June 15th, 16th, 17th, and 22nd, 23rd, 24th. All at 7 o'clock. It is a little bit more mature content. So we're saying parental discretion advised. And then we're including a VIP after party that you can also buy tickets for after the Friday and Saturday shows. And that includes a swag bag, a meet and greet, partying on stage with all the stars. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, fun.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so that's coming up. What weekends again?
June 15th, 16th, 17th, and 22nd, 23rd, 24th. So those are Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays.
So we want to get everybody, remember, to because there's so many things that, the upkeep of the theater, the, all of the things that go into to having this beautiful Cascade Theater in our community. We need to take care of that and promote it. So how we do that by memberships and of course, attending the things that they put on.
Yes, definitely.
You want to talk about the volunteer opportunities for people?
Oh, we have a lot of volunteers. We have volunteers working in the box office with me. We have concessions, ushers. We welcome as many volunteers as possible because we are a nonprofit theater. And so we run on our volunteers being there to help us out to make these shows run successfully. So feel free to come by and get a volunteer application from me in the box office. And you sign up, attend a orientation, and then you're able to volunteer for all these great shows.
And you can do all kinds of different things. We have some people that are working in the snack bar. You have ushers and people who help seat everyone and make sure everybody gets where they belong. Mm-hmm. And so you get to go and do that. And then once you get all of your chores done and the show starts, then you get to watch the show.
Yeah, you can see and get some peeks at what's going on.
And I know I have a couple of friends who do that, and they really like that because they can volunteer for those events they're interested in. And that's why you need so many people, so it gives an opportunity for more people to be involved and do that.
Yes, definitely.
Help the community and then also get to see the shows and partake in it.
Yes.
I'm every once in a while surprised that I run into someone that actually hasn't experienced the Cascade Theater or gone or isn't aware of the whole project. So we always have to keep reminding people that we're talking about the downtown theater where if you were around here, many years ago was the movie theater of choice and it's been so completely renovated. If you haven't been inside of it and been a part of that, you just need to do that.
Oh, and you are free to come by and ask for a tour. You know, we are open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 6. And as long as we're not busy setting up a show or down to only one person working in the box office, we would love to be able to show you our beautiful theater.
Oh, how nice.
Yes. That,
because it is quite, I remember going through the process while they took layer after layer after layer after, during the renovation, and each new discovery, if you will, was so fun. And it is quite the great venue. I personally prefer the Loge.
And
I have my
seats.
I just get in there and 99% of the time there's one or two rows that I love it. And it's just a fun thing to do.
It really is. It really is. And it's a beautiful building.
So if I want to become a member, how do I go about that?
You could go online to cascadetheater.org and click on Become a Member and sign up that way. You can call the box office at 243-8877 or come by the box office. Come see me and we'll get you signed up with a membership, explain the differences at our different levels, and get you signed up with what works for you.
And I want to remind everybody that when you go to purchase tickets for the Cascade Theater, you want to be absolutely positively sure that you are in the Cascade webpage.
Yes, make sure you are going to Cascade Theater, theatre.org, because there are sites out there that try and buy our tickets and sell them for much more than we are. So
exactly, and I stumbled on that one time just because I didn't follow the thing that came in my email, and I got in there and I went, oh, this is something so wrong with this. I'm not even sure that you're assured you're going to have a seat if you do that. And
you're
if you
not.
Do, and if they have actually purchased some seats and selling them high price, you're going to pay way more.
Yes.
And then the other nice thing is I have a tendency, if you mail the tickets to me, 99% chance I'm going to leave them home when I get there. So you can have will call.
You can have will call. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't charge you anything. Then you just, when you get there, It's such a fun night out. You can go have dinner before the show, come in, and then pick your tickets up right there as you enter the theater so you don't have to worry about not bringing them with you.
Yes, and we've also, I want to say it was back in October, added an email option where we can email you your tickets. It'll come straight to your email as your receipt with a PDF attachment. You just open up that attachment. You can print your tickets. You can show it on a smartphone at the door, and we can scan from your phone. So it's another great option.
A way for all of us to get for people to be sure we get there and get in. And I will tell that if in fact you do show up without your tickets, you can get tickets.
Oh yes, definitely. We will get them reprinted for you, no problem.
Yeah, so final thoughts?
Oh, I'm just looking forward to a great season. I'm excited to see what'll be coming, and I hope you all will join us and come get those memberships. Like you said, you have certain seats you love, and if you want to be the first to get those, definitely get that membership so we can get you your seats you love.
Thanks, Bethany.
What a great asset. I have followed the Cascade since it was boarded up and literally within a month of the wrecking ball. And the people of Reading said, this is back when I was a reporter, people of Reading said, no, we're not going to let this happen. And JPR and those folks got together, got the money, brought this jewel back to life, and kudos on such a great job.
They did a fantastic job and always working on making it even better.
Yeah, great venue. If you haven't taken the time to enjoy it, you need to get involved, get your membership, and great season coming up. We'll know all of the wonderful things that are in store for us at June 1st.
Yes, so June 1st. Look for that catalog.
Thanks so much, Bethany, for coming in.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Beach Boys concert production. Join us Friday, May 19th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Catch a Wave, the Beach Boys show, live in the event center. The sounds of surf, sun, and classic cars sets the backdrop for this recreation of the 1960s Beach Boys with Catch a Wave. With vocal harmony beyond belief, Catch a Wave is guaranteed to bring audiences the most precise experience of the Beach Boys. Sporting authentic detail just as you remember. Remarkable harmonics evoking that surf pop sound. A must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Catch a Wave, the Beach Boys show in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, May 19th. A good time will be had by all. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Hi, this is Janet from PirateSecret.com. Pirate Secret essential oils are legendary old world wellness potions that you rub into your skin, face, feet, and beard for wellness, grooming, and hygiene. The herbs found in our special blend of essential oils have been used in medicinal applications throughout history. We invite you to experience the nourishing and moisturizing benefits of Pirate Secret essential oils on your skin and beard. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and six other NorCal locations. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
Do you back the Blue? This is Ken White of the Good News Rescue Mission. You're invited to Blue, the Mission Spring Fundraising Luncheon on May 17th as we celebrate the unbelievable stories and positive impacts of law enforcement in the lives of women and children. You'll also hear from four-time Ironman and active Jeunesse County, Michigan Undersheriff Chris Swanson as he shares a much-needed inspirational message for our time. And we'll be making a big announcement in conjunction with We Back the Blue that day, so you won't want to miss it. Purchase your table today at GNRM.org.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
At 7:34, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighting and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California for a limited time. NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents to take a basic CCW course. Register online at readyccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822.
And welcome back. This is Thursday, so this is Trish Clark. It's the first Thursday of the month. My friend Sharon Clark, who usually does this show with me on the first Thursday of the month, is at a convention. So it's just me. And I just hope you're all enjoying what's happening and listening to our guests. You can jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567 if you have questions. I am joined in the studio now with one of my favorite people, my neighbor, John DeCello.
Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, John.
And good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Johnny T.
What hat do you have on today, JT?
Today I'm back with the Sons of Italy hat and a little sidebar with Anderson PD because we've been asked, the Sons of Italy has been asked to help Anderson PD with a really great fundraiser this Saturday to support their canine unit. So we're very pleased to participate in that.
And this is going to be down at B&B RV.
That's
in
right.
Anderson. Great RV center.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. They have opened that place up for us and moved their RVs around.
Speaking of which, they got a lot of RVs.
Oh, yeah, but they opened it up. I mean, they really crammed some stuff off the side to open that up for us. So we're really looking for it to being a great event and hopefully have some great weather to go with it.
I hope we're going to have shade.
Yes, they do. They have tents. They have canopies. They have the tables and chairs all set up. It's been a pretty – I think it's going to be a great event. And, you know, we do stuff throughout the year. This is a brand new one, and that first one's always a little tricky, but it's really come together nice, and I think it's going to be a great event and a good fundraiser for a great organization.
Well, it is. And so this is this Saturday, May 6th, and it's going to be going on from 4 o'clock until 9 p.m., and it's a rib and chicken dinner.
That's right. And again, some of the key players besides the owners of B&B R&B, the Anderson Rotary and our wonderful mayor had headlined allowing us to use that great barbecue they have. So we're going to be do a great meal one way or the other, but they've made it that much easier because that's a great barbecue. So they're participating, and there's a whole list of people that are participating. Kent's Meats has stepped up and given us great deals on being able to get product. People have stepped up, giving us some great, I guess you'd call them door prizes these days. It'll be a wonderful a raffle, including an RV. And I wish I knew the exact amount it was worth, but there's going to be a big recreational vehicle / trailer. Whoa. Being donated. It's going to be a special raffle for that. There's going to be some long guns. There's going to be some fishing trips. And I'm sure a whole lot of other stuff that I don't have the list on, being how we're kind of heading up the food. But I know there's a lot going on there.
There is. And so people don't have to be present to win.
No.
I mean, if they come and you come down, bring your family and your friends and your neighbors and I'll come down and eat, you don't have to be there for the full time.
Correct.
But once you've got your name in, the raffle and drawings will be held. And then... it seems like I remember. So yeah, an auction as well.
That's right. There's going to be an auction. There's going to be a lot of good stuff because the community is really stepping up to help this fundraiser. And as a matter of fact, you don't even have to be present to eat. If you just want to drive by and get a box of food, we're going to have to-go boxes. So, you know, it's going to be a nice day. I don't see any good reason why you wouldn't want to sit out there. But if you're in a hurry or you want to take some stuff home, we'll do that too.
Okay, and you're going to have a lot of people out there who are going to be helping, and it'd yes. be an opportunity for you to come down and visit. I'm going to be there helping you serve.
Yes, you are.
And that's going to be great. Guys, you know, there are going to be some canine demonstrations.
Yes, there are. And I understand the California Highway Patrol, their canine units could be down there. We're going to have the canine unit going, and with any kind of luck, they'll have Chief Michael Johnson, the APD, be the best chew toy for the dogs for the demonstration. That's always fun, watch him chase the chief around the parking lot.
It absolutely is. Yeah.
It's a crowd pleaser.
Yes, it is. The ones that, if you haven't watched these demonstrations, it's quite an eye-opener to, I don't know, you know, I think we don't sometimes think about all the things that those canines do for the police officers.
Well, I have to tell you, I mean, and I wish the chief was here, one of the officers, or maybe one of them will call in because they're so much more knowledgeable. But I've observed over the years, not only for law enforcement, but the military, those canines are so intelligent, so well trained. They are such a great tool for the officers. They're saving lives. I mean, not only the officers, but even some of the bad guys out there. Those dogs will keep them from getting too stupid.
Yeah.
And I've heard the stories time and time again where the officers have chased a bad person out into the brush or maybe into a building, and they're trying to call them out. You know, come on out, give up, and this and that. And they're, of course, just yelling epitaphs and telling them all kinds of things, and they're not going to come out. So that person's putting themselves and the officers in a dangerous position. And then all of a sudden the canine unit shows up and they go, we're sending the dog in. And it's like, okay, coming out, we're cool.
Yeah.
You know, they've saved a lot of fighting and a lot of injuries to, like I said, both the officers and the bad guys. So they're great. They're great.
And you know, the thing is, our officers most often are by themselves. They're one person out there. They get out and do a traffic stop or whatever, and it can go bad in a real big hurry.
Yes.
The cars now are equipped with that officer can release that dog without doing anything other than just touching a button, and before you know it, that dog is right there and a part of the action.
Yes.
Has saved many of the officers' lives. It's a great quick release system that they've got going for those dogs, and they're so well trained and
extremely well trained. These are just you hear the term, the best of the best, and these dogs are just incredibly well trained. And all this takes funding. Like you just mentioned, the new devices, the quick release for the dogs to help the officers out in a bind. The dogs get injured. They have body armor for the dogs now. The feeding, the continued training, all this costs money, which is why we're trying to help out the law enforcement, help them, help us.
And what a fun way to do it. I mean, you got a great weekend, a great barbecue, some fun people to visit with, chance of winning some really great things. I just got a text from the police chief, and he'll be with us in the next 15 minutes, I think.
All right.
So, as a community, there's so many opportunities to get involved and help. We're not ever going to be able to afford to have a police officer on every corner as often as we want them to be.
Unfortunately, you're probably right.
And I'm not sure I want to live in a society with that much police presence. But we as a community can make a big difference in supporting these canine programs. I think in the next 15-minute break, we're going to talk just a little bit more about the other things that go on in the community of Anderson to help keep us all safe.
Love to.
Yeah, because I think it's important. We need to take back our communities, and we need to take control of how our communities and how we interact within them. And we can do that if we get involved.
And Trish, you know this. And we're looking at each other going, we know, and we need to participate.
We need
to participate. We need to help law enforcement, fire, community service. We need to help them help us. So we need to step up and do our part.
We can't just, you know, y'all can't just sit back and say, well, the police ought to be and there ought to be a law, and it doesn't work that way.
Well, you know, one of the things, I go to the coffees whenever possible with the chief, and I try to participate as you do. We see each other at these events, and you hear this in the community about the response of, let's say, Anderson PD, and I hear that, well, they're just not going to show up. You know, I something happens in the neighborhood. Did you call? You saw some suspicious people. Did you call? Well, no, they're not going to show up. And like I tell them, I go, I guarantee you 100% of the time they're not going to show up if you don't call them.
And there will be a log entry. There has to be a log entry that helps build the statistics.
And the squeaky wheel gets the oil. I've been involved with this long enough to tell you that if maybe, okay, so you've seen a suspicious person and nobody shows up, but then you call again and say that same person is back, and then your neighbor calls and says, hey, this guy's causing havoc here, or this is not a safe situation. This guy's real bad. I'm going to guarantee you that you're going to get a response. Enough people get involved. Enough people pick up the phone. Take care. You know, be involved in making a difference in your own life.
It's like so many things. Don't complain if you're not going to vote. Don't complain if you're not going to call. Do your part. Give officers some information to go on. And I've been lucky. Every time I've had a situation, I have response. They're down there. Anderson PD. And when I lived in Reading, was the same thing. I have zero complaints on that.
We're both kind of pushy, though, John.
Yeah, that would be us.
But I would suggest to people that that's exactly what needs to happen.
You're absolutely right.
And we need to, we take good notes. If you see something, I'm not suggesting you go out and confront the people. That's probably not a good idea. But you can certainly take note of what they're wearing. If you see a vehicle that's not supposed to be in your neighborhood, take down that license number. Pay attention to your surroundings, because we talked in the first part of the show that our society's changed, and I'm not sure I like the way it's changed or the things that have happened in our communities. But we're the only ones that can turn it around, and it's going to take all of us that care about our communities and the way we want them to be to say, okay, we're not going to let you take over our space.
Are you saying that government's not going to take care of us, Trish?
They're not.
You're absolutely right.
And you know what? When I was in Soroptimist, you have to have a saying that about what is your logo, and mine always was, government was never created to be all things to all people, nor should it be.
Exactly right. Government by the people. We know that.
Exactly.
But you're right. Things have changed. They haven't been teaching these type of important issues for years in our schools, and it's showing.
Yep, it is. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. Oh, I was there yesterday, first time in several days. I'd been out doing yard work, had to take a break from that. And my wife Brenda loves the Aqua Personal Training Program with Kathleen Cowling. It has made a big difference in her life. Lots more core strength in that unique saltwater pool. It's only available at Wellgate Sports Club. One-on-one small group training available. You'll get increased range of motion, flexibility, and reduce the exercise inflammation. That's Wellgate Sports Club. Self-care is the best health care. 768-1205.
The people of Shasta Lake love where you live. This Friday and Saturday, come celebrate with the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival. Friday, enjoy the Big Ideas Science Fair and fun run at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center. Saturday's pancake breakfast is 6:30 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the Boomtown Parade. Then party in the park with For Pete's Sake Show and Shine. Live music, kids activities, crafted vintage fair, all in Claringle Park. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDanbury.org. Celebrate love where you live at the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival this Friday and Saturday.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The Reading Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Reading Rodeo a recipient of this great honor. As the Reading Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night. And Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuckwagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559. Reading Rodeo annual stake feed is Saturday, May 13th. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
Shasta High School's award-winning music department is pleased to present its 47th annual spring musical, George and Ira Gershwin's Crazy for You, April 27th through 29th and May 4th through 6th at the David Marr Theater in Reading. This romantic comedy will include professional costumes and staging and feature a live orchestra. Recommended for ages 4 years and up, tickets can be purchased online now at ShastaWolves.com or ShastaHighChoir.com. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Get your tickets now for the best seats available.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, 222-2750, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading and a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. And I think Chief Johnson must have had to stop somebody, a bad guy or something. He was supposed to be on his way, and we're still hoping he's going to drop in and give us some more details about the canines.
We will save a spot for him because I'm sure he can fill in some of the details about how that unit's working. But he's a busy guy. He could be ironing his crime-fighting cape. Maybe one of the dogs got him in the parking lot.
Yeah, who knows? Gosh darn, you just never know. Or maybe he's playing chew toy.
Yeah, that happens too. The dogs see him, they tend to go for him. He's volunteered to be the chew toy for the canine demonstrations enough. I think he has to be wary around them now. They're liable to drag him off.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Anyway. Okay, so if you pre-sale is suggested.
Yes.
That always is nice because then that gives you the cooks, the chefs, an idea of how many to prepare for. We want to be sure we have plenty of food, and,
so important.
And they will.
So important.
So tickets can be purchased at the Anderson Police Department. That's at 222 North Street, or at B&B RV, which is 3750 Auto Mall Drive. Or at the event door.
Exactly. Look for the boys in blue in Anderson, and certainly at the Anderson Police Department, they're there helping. If you got pulled over and getting a ticket for a cell phone, might as well buy a couple tickets.
Couldn't
hurt.
It can't hurt. Maybe if you offer to buy a whole bunch before the
never
know.
All you could do is try.
but it is good. It is a really good event. These dogs take a lot of training. Just to maintain that canine program is so important. We were talking during the break. We think that they have 3 at the Anderson Police Department.
I believe they have 3, and of course assigned officers. And again, the chief will be able to explain how that works. I don't know if there's, and I think it's specific to each dog has a handler. But whether they take vacations or there's have to leave work if somebody's able to fill in, I don't know. But I do believe there's 3 of them. And yeah, it's tens of thousands of dollars. Per dog each year for their training, the equipment, the food, but you know what? In the real scheme of things, for the amount of work that the dogs and importantly the canine officers do, they're a bargain. They're really a bargain. They're saving lives. They're protecting us. They're a real good deal. Good tool.
They are. So some of the other stuff that goes on in the city of Anderson that we're able to take advantage of is we have a really fairly active neighborhood watch program in
yes.
some of the areas, specifically in the area where we live, and you're kind of heading that up in the,
yes.
the Oakdale subdivision,
mm-hmm.
where we reside, which is down off, Marmack and Stingy area. And, if you live in that area, you need to get involved. We're down with the Riverside Bardic Thomas
Correct.
Group.
We call ourselves the Riverside Drive Neighborhood Watch Group. And, Trish, you know we've been doing this for numerous years. We haven't got everybody aboard. I think we mapped out about 74 homes that we'd like to, you know, consolidate into that group. We get a pretty good turnout, as you know. We try to do the Neighborhood Night Out event. The Anderson PD's been wonderful. We've got officers that it just let them know. I'll come down and speak to a group. I'll meet with the neighbors. And, of course, the weather's getting to the point where we can set up our lawn chairs in a driveway and do some of these meetings. And they are more than willing to come down and meet with the citizens and the neighbors and talk anything and all about crime fighting.
Okay, we have a call. Oh, and there's the chief just came in. Let's get Chief Mike Johnson in here, and he can be a part. Morning, Chief.
Morning.
Hail to the chief.
Hail to the chief. He was just stopped for coffee. That's what was holding him up here.
No, actually, we had it's
a fresh batch of donuts. Or?
National scones and lattes now. It's a new millennium. We had National Prayer Day, so we had a group in front of the PD praying for public safety. So,
perfect.
So sorry about that. I got tied up with that. Very good cause. Very good thing.
We'll accept that excuse. That's a good one, Chief.
That's a good one. All right.
Okay, and we're just getting ready to go to the phone, and we've got Jeff on the line.
Good morning. I just got a recommendation that I've been using for a long time and pass it on to people. Get a camera. It doesn't have to be anything real expensive. It's got to have a flash. And when you see somebody strange in a neighborhood, if you're a lady or not want to get too involved, do it kind of tactfully and take a picture of the car with the back, two pictures, one license plate, one vehicle with the background so they know where it is. And I just go right up and do it right in front of them because I like to macho them out, and it really gets them going. And then the other thing is if you're at home, and especially lady living alone, and you hear something rattling around outside, just put the camera up against the window on each side of your home and take a flash camera, and everybody knows what a flash is, and they just, the bad guys go, oh, my God, they're getting my picture, and they're gone. And then the final thing is keep a can of wasp spray. Even me, I have one in the front of the house and one in the back, and I've never had to use it, but it's pretty powerful, and there's no licensing required or anything like that, and it's got a lot of range. So just passing it on to people if they want to step up their security a little bit, okay?
Thanks, Jeff, very much. You're following up on what we were talking about before is be a part of the solution and get involved in your own way of life.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeff, for calling in.
Sure.
So, Chief, we've been really just talking about this canine thing coming up. Give us a little more background on your canine program. How many dogs do you have and handlers and what about that?
Okay, well, we have three dogs now. One is a purebred German Shepherd. He's from the Czech Republic. We have a crossbred half German Shepherd, half Belgian Malinois. That's Arrow, and the community's pretty familiar with Arrow and all of his medical issues he went through in his trials and tribulations.
Our hero.
Our hero back on the streets. And then we have another purebred Belgian Malinois named Chance. And so the handlers are Officer Mike Halligan, Sergeant Eric Haynes, and Officer Tyler Finch. So two of the dogs are cross-trained where they do both protection and narcotics detection, and one of them is just strictly protection. But he'll get narcotics trained here soon as well. That's part of what the money is being raised for and to support the program and support the certifications.
But because this is, you know, these dogs are really well-trained. They need special handlers, and they need to go through programs that cost money.
It does cost money. You know, it's a huge benefit to any police department, any community. And when we're talking about dogs in Shasta County, both the Sheriff's Department, the Redding Police Department, and the Anderson Police Department, and California Highway Patrol as well, all have dogs, and we all share resources. So if there's a dog on, for instance, if I've got a dog on and the sheriff doesn't and they make a traffic stop or need the dog, we send the dog, and vice versa. They'll send their dogs. Redding will send their dogs. So it's a shared resource in the county, and it's just invaluable to have the dog out there. It's like a partner, and if you want to compare it to personnel cost, you know, it's a fraction of another officer.
There you go. And I'm so impressed. I always tell everybody about that, the quick release demonstration. That's so impressive.
The door pop, you mean?
When I mean, they think they've got you, and all of a sudden you've got a partner right next to you, and you didn't leave the scene or do anything but just push a little button. I think that's cool.
You know, Trisha, funny story. When I was a canine handler back in the day when I worked the street, but I had a yellow lab, was just a narcotics detection dog. It wouldn't have bit anybody to save his life. But I taught him to bark in the car on command. So when I would pull up to a group of bad guys in the middle of the night, because I worked graveyards, I'd have him start barking, and it would change attitudes just like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you had a chance to listen in, Chief. These are the things we were talking about, how they save not only injury and to the sworn officers, but also to the bad guys. Just that change in attitude when they know the dog is, or we're sending the dog is, oh, it's cool, we're coming out, not a problem.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, John. You know, and I also tease the handlers all the time, if I can teach the dogs to drive, they'll be out of a job.
There you go.
Self-driving police cars with a dog inside. There you go.
Okay, so just a reminder again, we're talking at B&B RV, and everybody knows where that is. You can see the flag from the highway, and we're going to be there on this Saturday from 4 to 9. You got a rib and chicken dinner. You got raffles, auctions. They're going to give away an RV. Guns.
RV, guns, Yeti ice chests, thanks to Sons of Italy, B&B RV, and everybody that's pitching in. We have, just so everybody knows, if John hasn't already covered it, there's going to be two giant tents, so there'll be plenty of shade, plenty of shelter for everybody, no matter what the conditions are. It's going to be a great event.
It absolutely is. And then again, it's the first Sunday of the month, so I want to remind you, after you've had that, you need to get up and come to the breakfast the next morning at the Frontier Senior Center. Last time the chief was there, and he and his wife, and I'm going to assure you, you are not going to have to perform your paramedic duties when you show up this time. I promise.
Okay, Trish.
We won't have you doing first aid out in the bay. Thanks for joining us, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Coming up on 8 o'clock, Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Redding. The news brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News is hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. At the White House at this hour, President Trump set to mark the National Day of Prayer and also sign an executive order on religious liberty. Correspondent Greg Cluxton is there.
Religious leaders are joining the president in the Rose Garden this morning to commemorate the National Day of Prayer, which falls on the first Thursday of May. And Mr. Trump will use the occasion to sign an executive order that relaxes enforcement of a rule that bars churches from endorsing political candidates. The order also will allow Obamacare birth control exemptions for religious groups who have moral objections.
As White House correspondent Greg Cluxton, the order signed by the president also will declare it is the Trump administration policy to, quote, promote and vigorously protect religious liberty. Today marks the 66th annual National Day of Prayer. Organizer Dion Elmore tells us this year's event has its own theme.
The theme this year is "For Your Great Name's Sake." Hear us, forgive us, heal us. And that's taken from Daniel 9:19.
Millions of Americans across the country will mark the occasion at different times and in different ways. Lawmakers set to vote on a measure majority Republicans have drafted to replace Obamacare. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins.
Average premiums rose by 40%. Or more in 11 states just this year. The statistics and the stories speak for themselves. We must act to dismantle Obamacare, and the Affordable Health Care Act does that.
Maryland Democratic Congressman Anthony Brown says the GOP plan is not the way to go.
It was a bad deal for America before, and it's a worse deal today. It's an offense to working families. You're going to pay more for your premiums, copays, and deductibles, and you're going to get less. Preventative services, gone. Mental behavioral health services, no more.
Looking to Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average struggling right now in early trading. It's down by 27 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-313-6952. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-313-6952. 800-313-6952. That's 800-313-6952.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he looks forward to discussing with President Trump the best ways to advance peace after the president's meeting with the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas.
This is something we fervently share with the president. I heard President Abbas yesterday say that Palestinians teach their children peace. That's unfortunately not true.
Mr. Trump reportedly planning a visit to Israel at the end of the month. River levels are falling after record and near-record flooding in parts of the Midwest, but the crisis is not over yet. Hank Bond works at the Quick Trip gas station near the Merrimack River in Eureka, Missouri, and says customers keep asking him the same question over and over.
How do I get back to St. Louis? That's what everybody's asking.
The Merrimack River in suburban St. Louis also on the decline along with other rivers in the region, but more rain today is likely to keep the river somewhat high for several days. More on these stories from townhall.com. Buckingham Palace has announced that the Duke of Edinburgh is retiring from royal duties this autumn.
Prince Philip was seen smiling and looking relaxed yesterday at Lord's Cricket Club in London. But in a month's time, he will be 96, and so he's decided to step down from public engagements from the autumn. The Duke of Edinburgh is patron to more than 780 charities, but he will no longer have an active role attending public functions to support them. He will still be seen by the Queen's side, however, and there is no indication that he is suffering from any serious ill health.
That is the BBC's Naomi Grimley reporting. As one justice settles into the High Court, another could be about to leave. 80-year-old Justice Anthony Kennedy so far refusing to comment on speculation that's been swirling around as to whether he may retire after 29 years on the High Court. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is Thursday. It is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. It's Thursday, May 4th, so it's Trish Clark, it's not Carl, and it's not Linda, and it's not even Sharon Clark this morning, because my first Thursday of the month, Cohart Sharon Clark without an E, is off on a conference today. So it's just me and wonderful people we've had in the studio and Bob Blongi.
And you got paperwork everywhere. By the way, tonight, Linda Bott will be performing Overtime Lounge down at Wind River Resort and Casino. Still time for you to call 243-3377. Make a reservation. They got great dinner deals associated with Linda's Blues by the River performance down there with the usual very talented local musicians backing her up. So check out Linda Bott. Linda Bott and the Bluebirds tonight. And
join us this evening. We're all going to be down there having a great time. The weather, 72 degrees right now and coming right up. And we're looking for a high today of 97, a low this evening of 57. Friday, it's going to cool down a little bit, they tell us. A high of 76 and a low of 52 on Saturday. We're looking for a slight chance of showers, not too much, a high of 70 and a low of 50. And on Sunday, mostly sunny, partly cloudy Sunday night, and a really kind of 40% chance of rain into Monday and Tuesday of next week.
And the lake has actually come up a little bit since the last time we looked. It is at 9 feet from the top of the dam.
Okay. Yeah. And the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So I'm joined in the studio right now for a long-time friend, family, gosh.
Church.
I don't remember when I didn't know the Bezzetti family. And I've got Rick here with me this morning, and
good morning,
we're going to talk about your present hat and joy in life. I mean, we all retire and then do things. We just stop getting paid. Is that right?
That's pretty much the case. That's pretty much the case.
We go. So we're going to talk about the Colts 45 and Tiger Field and all kinds of other things going
on. Yeah, we got some. We're spreading out our wings, so to speak, in the Colt 45's world.
So we assume everybody in the whole world knows exactly what we're talking about, but you know what? They don't. So let's just get to the basics, talk about Tiger Field and what we've done and what we're doing and going forward.
So the Nickel Tour, the Colt 45s are a summer collegiate baseball program. They are owned by the community of Reading. This is a community-owned 501c3 not-for-profit. Okay, all the monies that are generated, go back into the facility at South City Park. We also share profits with other nonprofits that raise money, you know, like opening night. We have ticket sales, and so the veterans are selling tickets. Half of those tickets goes back out to the cemetery. We do it with Haven. We have probably like 25 of those nights out of our 40 home games. And last year, it generated over $35,000 back to these other nonprofits.
Perfect, yeah.
So that's kind of a mission. That's what we do with our monies when we do it. And for the improvement down at South City Park as well. You know, last year we partnered up with the Sons of Italy, who you just had in here.
Mm-hmm.
There's four beautiful tournament-level bocce courts down there. They are really nice. We have dusk to dawn, 5,000 watts of LED lighting that was donated to, you know, and the REU participated. So people can come down there and play on those. And we're 95% finished on a fencing project to provide them in a secure environment for people that want to come down and use the bocce courts.
Now, do they have to make reservations or
not at this point?
First come, first serve?
Yeah, not at this point. But
and you need your own bocce balls and all of that to go and do that?
Yes, not during our season. Because that's going to be enclosed as part of our facility now.
And there'll be actual tournaments and what stuff going on.
Yeah, actually, the Colt 45s are going to have our first baseball bocce weekend. When the Humboldt Crabs come over to play us on June 23rd, 4th, and 5th, that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're now soliciting. You can go online here either today or tomorrow. You can start signing up teams to play in our bocce tournament.
Perfect.
Every member of every team will receive tickets to each game for that weekend, too. Okay, so when you're not playing your game in the bocce. You're hanging around waiting. You can slide over to the beer garden, or you can go in and watch the Colt 45s game.
Which will have a great impact on the bocce as well, but that's
exactly
part of bocce.
It's all part of it. You know, they always say, hey, bocce, the first thing you have to do is get your balance down. Is it a 12-ounce beer in your other hand or a 16-ounce beer, you know, with the ball to keep your balance? But we're moving fast and furious. The field, we've got a project that we're working on right now behind home plate. We're adding 60 more of the stadium seats, going up a little bit higher. And then the field, I think people won't recognize it. We've gotten picked up a couple of pieces of equipment since last September, and we've been maintaining it. It's on a regular fertilization schedule now. The grass, everything just really looks a lot nicer now. And we're going to be spreading into the concert world on July 21st. It's a Friday night. Our team is over on the coast, so the field is available. We'll be holding a concert at Tiger Field. We'll have 1,000 seats on the field.
Wow.
The stage is going to be on second base, so the infield will then have those seats, and then the bleachers and our stadium seats. We're bringing a band in from Nashville. They are on the television show Nashville.
Okay.
Okay. They're called Six Wire. They're also the band that has done for the last 2 or 3 years. They're the band that produces the music for the Country Music Awards show, television show.
Okay. And what's the date again on this?
July 21.
Okay.
Tickets are available online now at our website. You'll be able to buy tickets at each and every one of our games. The band is called Six Wire. And on top of that, we also have two guest singers coming in to join them during the concert. One is Steve Ageri, who was the lead singer for Journey for 10 years. And Steve will sing a Journey set. So he's going to do like 6-7 songs of Journey hits. And then also John Elefante from Kansas, and he will do a Kansas set. So you're going to get Journey, Kansas, and Six Wire at the concert outside at night in Reading. In the middle of July, you know what I mean?
Oh, it doesn't get any better than that.
It's going to be a fun time, and we're looking forward to a big night, and it'll be a lot of fun. So we're just kind of spreading our wings out a little bit more, trying to bring more activity down to South City Park. I think when people come down, they'll be pleasantly surprised.
Well, and you know, from where we were with South City Park to where we are now is like
night and day.
What? Absolutely, 180 degrees.
Yeah, yeah. And our security will be starting up again. And what our security does in the park is it just enforces the ordinances. So
we say you can't be in there.
You can't have dogs. You can't have smoking. You can't have drugs. You can't have alcohol. And you'll be asked to leave the park. And so that security will start up probably in about a week to 10 days before our, you know, from now. So it'll be 2 weeks before our season starts to just enforce the rules. I mean, if Trish Clark goes down to the park, she can't bring two dogs and a six pack. But there are people who go down to the park.
and pitch a tent.
Yeah, and pitch a tent. And so we're just going to enforce those rules. That's all. I mean, we're not beating people with clubs. We're just saying, no, you can't do that. And we do have the support of the local law enforcement as well.
Okay. Well, okay. So we're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back with more of Tiger Field and Colts 45 and some other stuff that Rick and I'll probably have to get into as the morning goes on.
As formers.
Coming up on 8:15, this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties guarantee 7 days a week, 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Join me this Thursday night in Overtime Lounge in Wind River Resort and Casino from 6:30 to 8:30. Hi, this is Linda Bott, and Lady Bott and the Bluebirds will be swinging the night away with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, and special guest Lou White on sax and flute. Call 243-3377 for reservations today. That's Thursday, May 4th, Lady Bott and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge. See you there.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just Give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600 or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by, and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart that only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
A young woman working long hours can't wait to be home with her small children. They are her joy, her love, and her inspiration. But she can't go home. Home is not safe. Where does she go? How does she protect her children? Each month, One Safe Place protects over 125 victims of domestic violence. Join us on Saturday, May 6th for Walk a Mile in Her Shoes at 9 a.m. at the Red Lion Hotel on Hilltop to support One Safe Place. You don't need high heels, just a heart to help. Visit ospshasta.org for more information.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North Strait. It is Thursday, so it's Trish Clark, and I'm joined in the studio with Rick Bozzetti, one of my favorite people. And we're talking about Tiger Field and the Colt 45s. One other thing, we got to talk about host families.
Yes, Trish, thanks for reminding me of that. Every year we have about 20 to 22 players that we need to have hosted. And hosted means you provide them a bedroom to sleep in and make food available. You don't have to cook for them. They can take care of themselves. These are all freshmen, sophomores, and juniors in college. They have to be eligible. You know, we're not taking any outlaws. These are all good kids. Though, you know, some personalities, you know, they vary and stuff like that. But they're basically good kids. They are down at the ballpark all the time. We play 40 home games. They play Thursdays through Sundays is what our schedule is. They'll have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays off, except for 3 weeks where we have youth camps. We have youth camps on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, 3 weeks of the season, like 8 to noon. So they'll be there doing that as well. But if you just have food available at the house, so they come back, open up the refrigerator like teenagers do, you know, and they make a sandwich.
And stand there and stare at it.
Yeah, stand there and stare at it, run your electric bill up, that kind of thing. Because most of them will get together after games and they go out and get something to eat. You know, they're making new friendships. And a lot of these relationships, though, Trish, last a long time. We have some of our host families that go back to watch these kids play when they're in college, wherever it is that they're playing. We have some of them that the kids have come out and spent Christmas here with them. You know Gary Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
His boy went back and played on a team like this back on the East Coast, and he went back to family reunions with them. So, you know, you develop...
It's kind of like having, what do they call...
Foreign exchange
students. Foreign exchange students.
Except these kids all speak English. Maybe not as good as you think. But, no, it's a good experience.
Yeah, like.
We've had, like I mentioned earlier offline here, that we've had some widows, you know, in their 70s. And for, you know, 10, 11 weeks, they've got a young person in the house who gives them
it's
a sense of.
It's called Cougar.
No. No, go, don't go there. So I expect you're going to take three then, Trish?
Huh? Couldn't resist that. I'm sorry.
No, I know. So I can sign you up for three kids?
There you go.
Okay. But it's a good experience. And, you know, they receive season passes, things like that, to come to the game. So we really do appreciate that kind of support. They can go online and send me a message. They can call me on my cell phone, 227-4443. We have a host family coordinator, and so she can coordinate with them. That the kids start coming into town about May 22nd, you know, and then they'll leave August 4th. Some of them leave earlier, some of them, you know, depending on what their school schedules are, mm-hmm. things like that. Mm-hmm. So it's all a really good thing. We play 40 games at home. We only have 3 games where we play on the road, and people go, well, how do you do that? Why do they come here? And I'll say, you know why they want to come to Reading? Because we have great fans. Last year we averaged 850 paid attendance a night.
Wow.
And these other teams, they're playing in leagues. They play in these other – they play like on a Tuesday at a community college at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
With 50 people in the stands.
Nobody sometimes.
Yeah.
And so now they come to our place. They play night games. They got a crowd there. The people are eating hot dogs. You can smell the barbecues going. The fans are getting on them, you know, stuff like that. And it's a true baseball experience. This year we have our mascot. Homer is his name. It was publicly voted on, and he made his first public appearance at the Crown Motors Show and Shine. He'll be in the rodeo parade. S.J. Denham has given us a Jeep to pull the lid off, you know, and he's going to stand up. And I think if what we've been doing with Homer when he's out in public, if you'll come up and take a selfie with him and then post it up, we'll give you 2 tickets to a game.
Oh, and just, yeah, perfect.
That helps us advertise and do that sort of thing. So Homer's ready to go. The season's ready to go. The field's looking good.
You know, it's so exciting because this has come so far in the last, what?
4 years.
4 years.
5 years ago, the team was a bit disorganized. You know, I mean, it just wasn't structured quite the same. When I was asked to get involved, we totally reincorporated it. You know, we were running under somebody else's umbrella, and board of directors hadn't had a meeting in probably 6 years, whatever. So we reconstituted the board of directors. Everyone on there, you know, okay, we have 14 people on there. We reincorporated. Doug Wright is our secretary. Doug took us through the process. And the first year we had 7,500 people come to the game. The next year it was like 16,000, and then it was 24,000. Now it was 34,000 last year.
That's incredible. You know, and I stop and think about that because I can remember when they years ago they've had those games off and on Tiger Field. You get a couple hundred people in there, you'd really had a big crowd. Now you're getting 850 people at a game.
Average paid attendance. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Our closing
average paid attendance, and you give away a ton of tickets. So you're probably looking at 1,000 people in the stands.
Probably out of 40 games last year, we had 1,000 or more 7 times.
Wow.
Our closing ceremony last night of the season, we had 1,300 people in the stands.
Oh, terrific.
It was crazy. And everyone was smiling. Everything was fun. And now we have more room. The laser tag people are going to be back. So if you want to bring your kids to the game and they get a little rambunctious, you can send them out into the park, a fenced-in area with security.
Fenced-in area with security and
they
people
can play
around
them.
Yeah.
People around them. The bocce courts are right there. And then on the other side of the bocce courts will be laser tag for the kids. If you want to go out and roll a few balls during our game, if you get a little bored with our game and you want to go have a couple cold ones and roll some balls on the bocce court, you can do that. So it's going to be a fun year for everybody.
Talk about the food that's available. I know because there's some great deals on hot dogs. And
we haven't raised our prices since day one on anything. And we use the Blue Label dogs from Costco, those big like third pounders, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's $3.50 for a hot dog.
Wow.
You know, same thing for hamburgers. We do tri-tip and ribs 2 nights a week, I think Friday, Saturdays. We do catering. We're working right now with Dignity to have their employee night down in that area. And there could be, I don't know how many people, as many as maybe 800 or 900, maybe 500. I don't know yet. But we'll be catering the dinners to them. And so, you know, we did it last year for Paint Mart. They had 250 people came down. And we catered the dinner for them, and then they watched the game. We have the pavilion area down the left field line where when you're sitting down there, you're actually further out into the fair territory than our dugout. So you have a really nice vantage point, and companies can rent that for $500, and that gets you 50 tickets. You get a hamburger or a hot dog. You get a soda or a water and chips for $10. And
wow.
It's a cheap way to entertain your customers and or your employees.
And I want to bounce back to what says something you mentioned earlier, because you talked about the groups that get involved and then they can help sell tickets. So
right.
if you're a nonprofit out there.
If you're a nonprofit.
And any place in Shasta County.
Anyone,
it doesn't have to be in Redding.
Anyone. Anything but political.
Yeah,
okay.
But a nonprofit out there, whatever, and you want to get a group of your people together,
right.
Willing to sell tickets, then half of what they get or half of the attendance? Half of the tickets that they
sell. So here's the success story of last year. Cottonwood Little League, right? The smallest Little League in Shasta County sold 1,400 tickets last year.
Oh, wow.
A gross of $7,000. They got a check from us for $3,500 for their league.
Perfect.
And so, you know, I've encouraged all the Little Leagues to sell tickets and everything. Not everybody's taking us up on it.
Well, because it's difficult. But even if, you know, if you can only sell a few tickets.
If you sell 100, you make $250.
There you go.
You know, and if you have a small scholarship plan or something like that, you know, that's his way to pick up $250, $300, $400. I mean, it's an easy ticket to sell because we've eliminated one of the main objections. In the first 2 years we did this, so Cottonwood Little League has a night.
Yeah.
Okay, so that ticket was good for that night. Now what we've done is we've made our tickets good for any game.
You go out and sell them and they can use them anytime they want to.
And so when I go, Trish, give me $20 for four tickets. You go, oh, I'm not going to be in town. I'm on vacation that week. You go, no, you can use these any night. Give me your $20.
There you go.
So you eliminate that objection. It makes it a lot easier.
Oh, for sure. And that makes it easier for the kids to go around and not have to, because it's time specific.
Yeah.
And once again, we play on Thursday night.
Thursdays through Sundays. And the schedule's up on the program right now. On our website,
which is
ReddingColt45s.com, plural, Colt45s.com, and you'll see information about our concert there. You can buy tickets for our concert. We're also going to be, I just authorized the young lady put up about our camps. So if you have 8 to 14 year olds, you can sign them up for our camps. It's through the city recreation. We do it through that. The kids receive season passes. The kids get the tickets to come to the games.
Okay.
Okay. That's kind of an inducement. You know, they bring mom and dad. You know,
that's
right.
Exactly. Yeah.
But we want these kids to be coming. We want our local kids to come and see these guys who are coming from out of the area.
We have a few local boys that are actually
right.
that live here.
We have about five or six players this year, four or five players that are going to be local guys who are off playing college coming back to play for us.
Okay, bounce back. We've got to get just about a minute before we take a break here. But how do they get on the team?
Well, we've been doing this for 15 years now. We have connections with coaches all over the place. As an example, I had a coach call me from Concordia University up in Portland yesterday, and he said, "Rick, hey, listen, I know we're sending you two guys, but I got another guy, and he just has come out of nowhere. He's our guy now. He's hitting number three for us. He's hitting home runs, driving everything, and we would like him to come to you guys." And I said, "Okay, we'll bring him down here, but I want him to play shortstop for me for the first 3 weeks because my shortstop is going to be here because he's playing at Seattle University." And he says, "Done." I said, "Okay." So this is – they call us. They know what kind of programs we have. Greg Catteray, who's a 9-10-year veteran of major leagues, is running the field team.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, they've got two big league – former big league guys running this program. So coaches feel comfortable. We're not going to hurt anybody. We're not going to push guys too far, you know. If a guy gets hit with a pitch and gets hurt, that's one thing, you know. But we're not going to hurt a pitcher at all. You know,
mm-hmm.
A guy gets a little bit tired, boom, he's out of there. I always carry more pitchers than I need.
Very good. Okay, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue in Redding, man's last stronghold. 244-9478 Cypress Square Barbershop.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Reading Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Reading Rodeo a recipient of this great honor. As the Reading Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuckwagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559. Reading Rodeo annual stake feed is Saturday, May 13th. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
The people of Shasta Lake love where you live. This Friday and Saturday, come celebrate at the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival. Friday, enjoy the Big Ideas Science Fair and fun run at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center. Saturday's pancake breakfast is 6:30 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the Boomtown Parade. Then party in the park with, for Pete's sake, Show and Shine. Live music, kids activities, crafted vintage fair, all in Claringle Park. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDanbury.org. Celebrate love where you live at the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival this Friday and Saturday.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
833 on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting a new long gun or pistol, having their gunsmiths work on our guns or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark because it's Thursday. It's 72 degrees right now. We're looking for a high today of 91, and then it's going to cool off a little bit more this weekend. And so the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Easy for me to say. Give them a call at 365-3793. So we've been talking about Tiger Field and the Colt 45s, and now we're going to kind of switch gears just a little bit because Rick is a former elected official in the city of Reading as mayor and councilman, and I am a former Shasta County supervisor. And I prefer
that term, Trish, to X.
X, yeah.
X are drug addicts and wives.
There you go. And City of Anderson. Mayor. So we're going to just talk a little bit about, because we can and it's fun, what's going on in the community and how we feel about it. So I know one button I can really push with Rick, and that's the Shasta County Reading Library.
Yeah, well, you know, when we first reached our memorandum of understanding with the City of Reading on taking over Tiger Field and working with us in South City Park, we hired pretty much full-time security for the park. And the library at that time was employing the same security firms.
Mm-hmm.
And so the people were able to work together. And so, not, you know, let me qualify this first, Trish. There are multiple populations out there.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody is destitute or has had a tragic incident in their life that's caused them to become homeless.
We, you know, Rick, we talk about this all
right.
the time. There are certain people, through no fault of their own, they lose a job. Somebody gets really sick. They have huge medical things. Sometimes we have a homeless population
right.
through that we're all in support of and want to help. That group who who want to help themselves and are willing to try to get out of where they're at.
Right, exactly.
We're not talking about them.
But
ever.
The vast majority, because I've been in that park, living in that park now for 4 years. I have my office down there now.
You got a tent.
No, I don't have a tent. I actually have a little building there. But so the AB-109ers, I call them the predators. So our guys were very easy, quick to spot these guys, right? And we just hustled everybody right out of the park. If you're not adhering to the ordinances that are posted on all the signs that Trish Clark or Big Bob has to adhere to, or any citizen of this city of Reading, if you come down to Reading, down to South City Park for a picnic at lunchtime, you can't bring a 12-pack. You can't bring three dogs. You can't bring a shopping cart full of stuff. You can't have your tent pinched out there, right? We have to adhere to those rules. So what our security did was they were making people adhere. And so we went 3 months without finding a needle in the park. And when our guy would move one of these felon types peoples along, he would call his buddy over at the library and say, hey, here comes three more of them. And he would just continue to move them on. Well, the whole purpose of everything, for whatever reason, changed at the library. Now they're a resource center for transients and homeless. If you go to the library now in the morning, I mean, they're just lined up waiting for the doors to open, and they just flood inside. And they've changed their security.
Tax dollars at work.
I see their security guy, because I'm there all the time. I see their security guy standing out in back smoking cigarettes with the felons. Well, I know who the bad guys are now, too, because I live down there, you know. And so, you know, you go there, they're not enforcing a lot of the stuff. We've had meetings about enforcing. And I think it's not just Shasta County Library. I think the libraries in the United States have made some sort of edict that this is what they're going to become. But I'm asking myself here going, this community raised over $20 million, I think close to $25 million to build that facility for the people in this community. And now it's pretty tough. You talk to a lot of people and ask them, do you like going down there? Do you feel comfortable when you go there? And I think it'd be interesting. Now, I don't know what the answer is.
Well, I don't know.
But it makes it really difficult for us over in the park.
Well, you know, and the problem is that there was a lot of the Reading Library was a big deal.
Right.
There was a lot of conversation, a lot of issues that went into that. It took on a life of its own when it became that separate entity. It now has general fund money that is targeted to it forever, cannot be cut under any circumstances. That was a big deal to a lot of people, given our very limited discretion. Funding both at the city and at the county. I was one of those that didn't think that was a very good idea. But be that as it may, now you have a designated chunk of general fund money, both from the city and the county, that go into that facility for the citizens of Shasta County. Not just the citizens of Reading, but all the citizens of Shasta County. Chunk of money goes in there. But the last time I was down there, I didn't even feel comfortable. I'm not going to go in there, and I'm not going to sit down at a table to kind of look through a book or do some things with somebody who smells like they do. I'm not going to trip over them as I come in and out of the door. That's just not a good plan.
I don't know where the authority is going to be there. I don't know. Is it LSSI who's making the decisions to do this? Is it the people paying the bill making the decision to do this? So those are questions. You know, had I been on the council when this decision, I think the council, I think your supervisor, I think people need to look at what is the decision. If you want to help the people, help those who want to be helped, you know, like we were talking earlier, you have people who are mentally ill that I think they camp out there as well.
And you know, Rick, I'd like to look into who made those decisions, because you will remember that facility is not in fact run by the city council or the board of supervisors anymore, which is another thing I said.
It was privatized.
It's privatized. And so now you got a group of people who can make any decision they want to with our taxpayer dollars. Every time we do these things, we are a republic form of government.
Right.
We have an opportunity to elect people who then we can hold accountable if, in fact, they're the ones making the decisions.
And you feel that they're not representing your best interests.
Every time they turn one of their little jobs over to a public-private partnership or another entity where they no longer are responsible for those decisions, and they can wave their hands in the air and say, oh, but you know what? We don't make those decisions, and we, the people, no longer have anybody we can hold accountable.
And I'm going to sit here right now. I don't want to be a hypocrite, because I am a public-private partnership with the city.
Mm-hmm.
My memorandum of understanding letter that the Colt 45 is a community-owned nonprofit, what we're doing at Tiger Field in South City Park, we are one of those partnerships as well. And so,
but you have a set of rules that you live by that they can enforce.
The
city council can still get in your face about that.
Yeah, we have to work through them as well. And I feel that relationship is going well. And I think there's many of those that are working too in our area. And I think that they will continue to work well. What I just don't understand this decision here. I can remember we homeschooled Trish for like 7-8 years. Patty lived at the library when it was over across town.
Mm-hmm.
And our kids, you know, grew up in that. Now, I'm not sure you'd really be doing that anymore. It would just seem odd, you know. It just makes it really tenuous and difficult down there.
Okay. Rick, we've got a call that we...
Oh, no.
Well, you you doubt that?
No, I'm sorry. I love baseball. That's what I'm doing.
This is good.
This is a thing that has a huge impact on
us. And we love having calls. That's what we
sure,
I keep.
Sure.
That's why I keep giving them the phone number, because I want them to call and be a part of the conversation. Good morning, Roberta.
Yeah, good morning. I was wondering, originally when we owned the library, you know, I guess the county owned the library.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, the facility itself, the value of the land and the building, where did that money go?
When we turned it
over to a private entity, did...
No.
Where the value of that went.
No. The new facility that was built under the new operation. The old county library now has the Veteran Service Office in it, actually.
And so you're just saying the county kept the property?
The county has the property that the old library was in.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if they'd sold it or, you know, just what had happened on that.
Yeah, no, the old county library is still there, and the Veterans Service Officer, and I'm not exactly sure who all is in that building.
Other people. Okay, I just wonder about that. But I agree with you, Trish. We're giving oversight of our public things to private people, and then we don't elect them, and we have no say-so.
Yeah.
And so I agree with you. All right, bye.
Thanks, Roberta. And, you know, unfortunately, I'm a great, and everybody knows that. When I was in office, I didn't believe so much in committees. I always felt like that we had been elected to make those decisions.
Right. I heard you say that many times.
That's a republic form of government. And I just have a real problem with our elected boards not wanting to take the time to learn the issues, turn it over to a committee, let them kick it around for a couple of years till the public loses interest, bring it back with a recommendation, adopt that recommendation from a bunch of people who had no input from the public. And have formed an opinion, and now we can, and that's an easy way out for our electeds. And I don't like it,
and I don't know
would
if
never support it.
And I'm not really sure that was the process here. I think that a decision was made someplace. This is what I understand anyway, and I haven't researched it entirely. But that the National Library Association, or whatever, have nationwide said, you know, we need to become a resource for the homeless people and for the transients and stuff, and things like this, because they don't. And now what we have is
a bad idea.
Well,
that's what they've done.
I don't know if that's fact either.
Yeah.
But that's just what I'd heard. That's why the change in policy here.
Okay.
You know, but they did build up their own fences around to keep things away. I don't know. I mean, I heard
maybe we need to maybe I'll you know, have to take a make a note to Carl, and maybe we need to get somebody in from the library
from
group
LSSI and ask them why we're doing this.
Well, what's going on and why is that? Because certainly I'm not, I live in the city of Anderson. Everybody
right.
knows that. I go to my Anderson library from time to time, which is still a nice facility. And I'm not really that much of a library user.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of online stuff, and so. Having said that, I'm not really familiar with what's going on there, but I do know that a lot of taxpayer money, budgets are short.
Mm-hmm.
And that is money that used to be discretionary to those elected people, and it's no longer discretionary.
Right.
That's stuff that goes in right off the top before the sheriff gets funding, before anybody gets any funding. That money's part of that stuff you gotta pay out, just like something that we get from the state or the federal government.
Right.
Having said that, we still need, as a population, that's our taxpayer dollar. We need to have a say in it. Maybe we could find out what's going on with that.
I don't know. Again, I don't know what the answer is. I don't know where are these people going to go if they're not allowed to go in there. You know, I take a lot of heat from the park population because the one bathroom that we have down there isn't open during the day for them. But when we took over that bathroom, the city had abandoned it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
They were chained up, and the insides had been totally destroyed. Sinks had been shattered. All the porcelain had been shattered. We repaired all of the plumbing. I got donations for new sinks. We repainted, tried to clean them up. You know, they're 50 years old, so they're park bathrooms. And so, yeah, we're protective. We keep them locked, you know.
Do you know, and what I know that
or I would open them.
We're gonna go a little bit further with some of that in a minute, but we're going to take a break right now, and then we'll be back for our last segment and anything else we can think of to stir the population up.
No, I'm going to talk about 445s, too.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
The 23rd Annual Banquet for the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for deer and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And we're coming up on 10 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Just a little bit of time left for Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Dandelion, 1322 Pine Street, 247-1292. Lots of gifts for that hard-to-buy-for friend, as well as designer brands from Brighton to Miss Me. They also have beautiful candles and home decor. Come on downtown to Dandelion.
one of my favorite stores, and welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Free Fire Community Radio, and you can jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. I've been having a good time this morning with lots of fun people in the studio, and Rick Bazzetti's with me right now, and I got him to just get fired up a little bit, and now we're going to kind of jump back into the
cool
Colt 45.
Cool down. Well, what I would like to do too, Trish, I want people to understand, we feel our responsibility as a community-owned organization to be as broad as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jonathan Anderson and I have been working together. This will be our third year where they send down to the Colt 45s for every night's game. They send us down 3 to 4 men,
mm-hmm.
okay, who become part of our team. They get vests put on them. They line up out in the parking lot. They know who the bad guys are. They watch your cars in the parking lot. They get our foul balls for us.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the end of the year, we write a check and donation to the Good Nose Rescue Mission.
Perfect.
The first year, 3 of those men got full-time jobs. I wrote recommendation letters for them. And that's what we're trying to do.
And
people,
Rick,
who want to change.
There you go. And there are opportunities,
right.
And we're all involved in that. And anybody out there that for whatever reason has fallen upon hard times, we have great working relationships and with the Good News Rescue Mission. There are places for these people.
People who blame the mission.
If they want helped.
People who blame the mission are blaming the wrong place.
There you go.
You know, I don't believe in that at all. The problem I see, the majority of the people in the park who are the issues and the problems are people who don't want to be held accountable and don't want to be responsible.
They want you to just get, if you have
it, to them,
you have
it,
I can have it. We're going to go to the phone right now.
Oh.
Good morning, Billy Bob.
Hey, good morning, Trish. Great
good morning.
Show. You're doing a wonderful job as usual.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Rick, I wanted to tip my hat to you. What a wonderful job and a community supporter you are. And this program with the Colt 45s is one of the most phenomenal efforts that's ever been made.
Well, thank you, Billy Bob. I appreciate that.
It's all you're doing.
Well, it's not just mine. We have over 60 people that volunteer and help at the Colt 45s. And by the way, if you're interested in helping and volunteering, you can go to the website and send us a message. My wife is the coordinator for volunteers. This is for everyone, Billy Bob, not just you. And I think people come down and, you know, the biggest thing when you come to one of our games, you see families. You see the broad spectrum of Shasta County socioeconomic. You see people from country club. You see people, you see elected officials, you see truck drivers, you see everybody. And
what's more American than baseball and hot dogs
and music and everyone's having a good time. And now we have our mascot. He'll be running around the crowd too, keeping everyone entertained. Thank you, Billy. I really appreciate that. That's a nice shout out.
Does he have his great big baseball bat with him or what?
Well, you know, we're actually toying with talking to the people. I've already talked to the people at Bastiani Arms.
Huh?
And so we score some runs. He might be wearing a Colt 45, might have a six gun or two. And when we score runs, you might hear bang, bang, bang.
Oh, hey,
and,
what's more Shasta County than that?
Oh,
perfect.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You have to put a yellow shirt on him. Hey, listen, I wanted to give you a little bit of info on Tiger Field. I was playing the first year that we formed Pop Warner back in the late 50s. I think it was 58. I was on the first team. And that's when we decided on the name of the Redding Colts.
Oh, okay, the Redding Colts. Yeah, I remember that.
The Redding Colts, and that's the only Pop Warner team we had.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy that had a dry cleaners up in town named John Crotto.
Johnny Crotto. Yeah, I know Johnny Crotto. I know his daughter, Pat Becker. Pat Crotto.
Okay, so John Crotto, and then he had a boy, and I forget his name, but anyway.
He started Redding Youth Baseball. Johnny Crotto built K1 over there and started Redding Youth Baseball. Hey, he didn't want to have Little League Baseball. Yeah, Johnny was a great guy.
Oh, incredible. So he was our first coach and whatnot, but we were in Tiger Field.
Oh, okay.
And that's where we held all our practices. And it was, you know, it was going downhill big time in those days. You know, the showers
mm-hmm.
didn't work, nothing worked. I mean, it was, but that's where we were.
Well,
and,
did you know that field started in that location in 1923? That's when the baseball started being played there.
Wow.
The lights were installed in 1948 when the Reading Browns minor league team came here. And
oh,
so,
darn.
You know, that's why we call it Historic Tiger Field. And you're about to see on Cypress a new sign that'll be on the back of the scoreboard that recognizes Historic Tiger Field.
Oh, perfect.
Most people have never, they go by and there's this big blank piece of right. aluminum there, and now it's going to have Historic Tiger Field. Home of the Colt 45s, well, you know, that
perfect.
Sort of thing.
Add that history of the original Pop Warner football team being originated with John Crotto in 1958, and I was on the team, and I was a pretty good player, actually. Anyway, I'll let you go, and I just wanted to say that you're doing one heck of a job.
Well, come out to a game and come up and introduce yourself to me, Billy Bob.
Yes, I will. Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Great job.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, so Rick, you know, there's just nothing more American than football and hot dogs, or football, baseball and hot dogs, and this opportunity to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, Black Bear Diner, I think it's Friday night's Black Bear Diner, we have the pie eating contest for the players.
Okay.
So we usually get a player from the other team and a player from our team. We put them down at a table and they have a pie eating contest. One of those single serve pies, you know,
oh, okay.
See who can get
yeah.
through it. You know, the people will really like it. We have games in between innings. You know, it's just a feel good.
So, and what is the cost to go if you don't have a free ticket?
If you're an adult, it's $5. If you're under 12 as a kid, it's $2. If you're a senior citizen or a veteran, it's $3. If you're active duty, you're free.
Okay.
Okay. And so, and those ticket prices have never raised.
So you can go over there, you can get a ticket for $5, you can go in and have a hot dog, for $3.50, and a beer for
$5.
$5.
It's a 16-ounce beer though.
A 16-ounce beer. You can't go to a movie and do that.
I have families coming with three kids and they go, it's cheaper than going to McDonald's.
Oh, for sure. And get that big hot dog.
And the kids can roam a little bit. We have area out for the kids to roam. It's secure. We mm-hmm. have it fenced in with the security there. So, you know, and then the laser tag people. It's just a good feel thing, you know. I'm looking forward to this year. I mean, it's nice when the community accepts you.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had to prove those first couple of years that it was a safe environment. And last year, there were no break-ins to any of the cars in the parking lot at the library.
And that's a really good thing.
And that comes because of the people from the Good News Rescue Mission who were there helping us.
And I think that's important for people to know because, we kind of got down on that population a little mm-hmm. bit in one segment of the show. But the reality is there's a whole bunch of us there who are willing and to help
exactly.
that population that falls on hard times. And there are places for them to go. Reminder to everybody out there, you businesses that are being bothered by these people or if you're being approached with the panhandlers, you direct them to the Good News Rescue Mission. You're not doing them any favors by giving them a handout and encouraging their behavior.
No.
There are programs available for them. We encourage them to go and take advantage of that. And let's help turn those lives around and make them part of the community again.
And those that either want to or are capable, you know, to make that decision. Some of them are having their problems with their addictions. They need to get into...
But there's help for them if we send them in the right direction.
Right. And
those who want to make a difference in their life and are willing to work with us.
Yeah. And
otherwise,
and
they need to move on.
Let's try to make the other side of the population a distinct minority.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And a good shout-out to the people at the Good News Rescue Mission
yeah.
who are providing those programs for them and getting them involved with your program.
You know, I hear, well, they're expanding this or expanding that. That just brings more people to this town. I'm going... No, it means you have more people here that need it.
I've said for a long time, you know, we can't tax the population more. The way we solve our problems in our community is to open it up, tell them we're open for business and good life here in Shasta County, and we want to make a difference. Let those
right.
people come in here, the entrepreneurs, build their businesses, put these people to work, create jobs. That's the answer.
Right. Right.
So,
well, Trish, it's been wonderful coming down here.
I thank you for the
time. I'll look for you. I know you come to our games. I'll look for you.
And look forward to it.
You know, and again, one last pitch. Host families, if you're interested in putting up a freshman, sophomore, or junior in college, they usually have their own transportation. And if they don't have their transportation, we will place another player close to them so they will. You don't have to provide transportation.
That's one
of the things.
Good.
They'll carpool and they'll do that sort of thing. But we find the host families, once they connect, they take them to Shasta Lake. They take them up to Lassen.
They become part of the family.
They become part of the family.
Okay, this is the final word out right now. Thanks for joining us. We've had a great day on Thursday morning. This is Trish Clark. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Trish.
The news brought to you on KCNR, Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston at the White House, which hosted a National Day of Prayer observance in the Rose Garden a few minutes ago.
My Redeemer is faithful and true.
Christian singer-songwriter Stephen Curtis Chapman opening the White House ceremony, which featured prayers by Christian, Catholic, and Jewish leaders. And just a short time ago, President Trump used the occasion to sign an executive order on religious liberty.
We will not allow people of faith to be targeted, bullied, or silenced anymore. And we will never, ever stand for religious discrimination.